The Enamel Rooms, File Number 8. In this room we can see a selection of enamel paintings by the Hernandez brothers, a speciality which they were very enthusiastic about. As occurred with a fair part of Spanish painting at the time, one of the themes developed in their enamels was to be landscape. Continuing the spirit passed on from the generation of 98, and in a search for genuine realities, inner Spain, humiliated and indifferent following the loss of colonial dominion and the need to get out of the crisis. Eager to find the essence, they depict the most genuine of the national landscape. They search for authenticity and sincerity in the people, in the traditional. The austere Castilian landscape and the simplicity of its people are used to echo the soul and essence that they are searching for, taking it not only as an aesthetic, but also as an ethical. In this sense, the triptychs of Castilian landscape from 1922 to 1929 and of Castilian country folk from around 1937 on display in this room evoke the Castilian lands of their native Valladolid. Finally settled in Galicia, the Hernandez brothers soon became involved in Vigo's artistic life and quickly identified themselves with the atmosphere of renewal in the Galician plastic arts in the town. They were made aware of this atmosphere thanks to the special friendship they had with artists such as the sculptor, Francisco Azorey, the painter, Carlos Sobrino, or the architect, Antonio Palacios, with whom they had the opportunity to collaborate in the votive maritime church in Panchón. In the display on religious art, we can see the model for the commemorative medals of the consecration of the votive maritime church in Panchón, dating from around 1940. The artistic quality of the Hernandez brothers' works swiftly ranked them among the most outstanding local artists, which led them to become involved in the town's cultural institutions and take an active part in the exhibitions on Galician art that laid emphasis on Galicianness, a process drawn to a halt by the fracture caused by the Civil War. In their quest for the traditional, the regional, and the unique, there was but one step to be taken. Their enamels were to depict corners of old towns and villages, scenes showing local customs or iconographic types, which from a more intellectual angle give life to a symbolist regionalism. Now the sublimation of the sea and of its people was to shift into the foreground in their work. The triptych entitled Of the Sea from around 1935, or the Sea Orphans Trophy from 1965, on display in this room, are proof of this. The literary works of Valle-Inclán had a considerable influence on the artistic work of their contemporaries. The symbolism of a Galicia between the real and the dreamt, with a constant presence of an unspoilt landscape and a climate of sweet folk poetry, where the dramatic becomes lyrical. A realism diffused by a difficult idealism that gives the characters the force of symbol.